Yeah, my name's Emma and I work at a cafe called Rose and Grant's, which is just in the Strongate, just right across the road from the Commonwealth offices. So the headquarters have been here for a couple of years and we've built a really good relationship with the people that work in the office, and we basically, the office staff are now using us as a venue to provide them with meals throughout the day. So we've been opening a lot more hours than normal and working really hard, but we've been open to provide them with breakfast, lunch and dinner with vouchers that they're supplied with. So it's volunteers, office staff and also the police force, which are working with the Commonwealth Games. And yeah, I think everyone's really been enjoying it. It's been a good challenge for everyone. Yeah. And we've all been having a great time, kind of meeting new people and finding out, obviously working with people from the games, finding out everything about the games, and obviously they're really stressed and busy as well, so it's good keeping everybody fed and watered.
Has anybody got a particular menu favourite that they keep asking for?
Well, we do our kind of general food that we're doing at the moment. Lunches, we're doing salads, which we do sell anyway. People obviously, warm sunny day, people love our salads, sandwiches. The chicken garlic meal seems to be a big hit with everyone, so we always get asked for. We've also got home bacon, which people are loving. Tiffin cakes and caramel shortcake seems to be a winner, which is two of the cakes that we sell in the cafe all year round, so hopefully that'll be making people want to come back and keep on buying the cakes. We're doing that, and then at night we do a hot option, so just about to start that at the moment. We usually do a couple, we do chili con carne, which people have been loving, mince and tatties we had on the other night, so a Scottish favourite that was flying out the door. Just pork and beef stews, which is something that we do in the cafe anyway, as a daily special. We always do some sort of stew, chili, pork Normandy, we've always got on, so people have been really enjoying that at night, and it seems to be selling out pretty quickly.
Brilliant. So after the games, you're expecting to be quite busy as well. People know your name from being here as volunteers and staff as well, so do you think you'll get them a lot more folk in after the games as well?
Yeah, fingers crossed. Hopefully. I think a lot of people, it's probably opened a lot of people's eyes up that maybe never worked in this side of town before, and the food that we're serving them, even though they're getting it as a voucher, it's the same food that we do. We're keeping it the same standard. So hopefully people are coming in that have been volunteers, and even like police force and people that have worked in the office. I think it's the past 2 years that the office has been open. So I think hopefully that they will come in and kind of sample the food and hopefully keep on coming back after they've had a taste of it.
And have you had a chance to have a look at any of the other stuff around the games and the Merchant City Festival and stuff that's been on, or have you just been too busy?
We've been too busy. We kind of try, but me and myself, I'm doing the dinner service, so during the day I have. I mean, a couple of times, but I know Glasgow Green's been really busy and it's been jumping there, but there's a new Barrowlands Park that's just opened along the road, so I've ended up sitting there before work a couple of times, and I think it's great that the Games has brought stuff like that, because I think that was wasteland before, and now it's turned into like quite a nice park. It's quite quiet as well, because I don't know if a lot of people know it's there yet, so it's quite a good wee spot that the Games has obviously brought to us, really.